USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The man suspected of killing seven people and wounding dozens at a 4th of July parade in Illinois is expected to make his first court appearance Wednesday. 21-year-old Robert Cremo III faces seven counts of first-degree murder. Vice President Kamala Harris traveled to the area Tuesday.
This person will be brought to justice, but it's not going to undo what happened. And we're here for you, and we stand with you.
Final European Parliament approval of sweeping technology regulations Tuesday put European regulators and tech platform giants on a collision course. Europe's two new laws, the Digital Markets Act and the Digital Services Act, place tough constraints on how big tech like Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, and Meta handle competition and online content. USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
As the midterm elections are right around the corner, it's time for some lawmakers to begin the stumping process.
The Senate was not in session on Tuesday, which gave Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, time to head back and speak with constituents in Paducah, Kentucky. McConnell saying he's feeling good about Republicans' chances of taking back control of Congress following the 2022 midterm elections.
The president's approval rating is very low. That typically leads to a bad year of the party of the president. I certainly hope that holds up, and we have a chance to begin to turn the country in another direction.
Democrats are looking to maintain control of Congress based on President Joe Biden's response to the COVID-19 pandemic, support for abortion rights, and addressing mass shootings. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Nebraska Governor Republican Pete Ricketts said on Newsmax Tuesday, the common denominator to these mass shootings in America is the mental illness each shooter possesses. And that's what our national attention should be focused on.
Well, first of all, our hearts go out to the victims and their families for the terrible crimes that happened over the weekend. And we hope that the police officers in Philadelphia recover. It sounds like that they sustained light injuries. So that's good news. And this really emphasizes what we have to do with regard to mental health care. You know, you talked about how we have to get at why people are doing this, but a lot of the research has already shown that when you look at these mass shootings, most of the people who have done this have untreated mental health care, and that in some ways these are violent suicides. So this is one of the things that we have to continue to invest in, our mental health care. That's one of the things we're doing here in Nebraska. For example, we're dedicating tens of millions of dollars to expanding our facilities, to hiring more behavioral health specialists and so forth. It's definitely something that we have to focus on as a country.
The Ukrainian Armed Forces, in a Facebook post this week, claimed that Russian casualties have surpassed 36,000 since Vladimir Putin's full-scale invasion began in late February. Moscow is also said to have lost thousands of tanks, armored combat vehicles, countless artillery systems, over a dozen warships, and nearly 200 helicopters. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.